Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D's Motivational Coaching Question and Answer segment. I'm your life and motivational coach, Reginald D. I'm here to answer any questions you may have about your journey towards personal growth, fulfillment, and success. And today we're diving deep into the concept of becoming your future self, a topic that was inspired by a question from one of my listeners. Now let's jump right into today's question. The question is, Reginald D, I often hear people talk about becoming their future self, but I'm not sure what that really means. First, I would like to thank you for reaching out with such a great question. The idea of becoming your future self is all about the intentional growth and transformation. The future you is important because it gives you something to strive for and lets you know who you could become. You must become the future you and start reaching for what you want for your life. We all have circumstances that we have created in our lives that we are currently in or circumstances beyond our control. And I get that. But it's up to us to change it. The future you is the person you want to be in the future, whether it's tomorrow, next week, or 5 years from now. Along with the dreams and goals you have for yourself, you first must envision the person you want to become in the future, and then start taking actions to become that future vision of yourself. You have to visualize your future achievements and your growth. So now I know you're probably wondering, how do you go about becoming your future self? Let me break it down into a few simple steps. First, you will need to clarify your vision. Take some time to think about your values, passions, and aspirations. Visualize your future self in detail. Consider all aspects of your life, your career, your relationships, your health, and your personal development. I'm reminded of a scripture from Habakkuk, 2nd chapter, verse 2 and 3. It says, write the vision and make it plain. The vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. Now, you must set clear goals for yourself. Once you have the vision of your future self, then you have to set goals and break them down into specific, achievable goals. Set SMART goals to keep you focused and motivated. One thing people may not realize is making and developing daily habits is really important to becoming the future you. Becoming your future self requires you to take consistent daily action. Identify daily habits and daily routines that will align with your future vision. And make a commitment to practice your daily habits and daily routine consistently. Whether it's waking up early, exercising regularly, or setting aside time for personal growth, every small action you take contributes to your overall transformation. Now, let me tell you this. I went years not knowing my identity. I didn't know who I really was and didn't know my purpose in life. So therefore, I couldn't be my future self because I didn't know myself. But once I connected with God and allowed him to take over my life, I began to see the true me. I began to see my purpose. God allowed me to see things clearer. And once I started to see clearer, I not only saw my present self, but I also started seeing my future self. Next, you must embrace a growth mindset. You need to take on a growth mindset and believe in your abilities. View your challenges as opportunities for growth and learning rather than setbacks. Stay open to feedback and be willing to adapt and evolve along the way. The last important step is to take action towards your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment or for everything to fall in place because it's not going to happen that way. Start where you are with what you have and start today. You must trust that each step forward will bring you closer to your future self. Now, for your challenge this week, I want you to take some time to envision your future self. What does that person look like? What goals have they achieved? What habits do they practice daily? Write down your vision and identify one small action you can take this week to align with that future self. I also want you to write a letter to your future self. This will provide you with a glimpse of the person you aspire to become. And after you have the letter written, start working backwards and think about everything you can start doing to make your future your reality. Here are a few questions to help you get started. How would you describe your future self? Where does your future self wish to live? What job will your future self have? How much money will your future self be earning? What goals has your future self achieved? Is your future self proud of his or her achievements? What do other people say about your future self? Remember, becoming your future self is a journey, a continuous process of growth. I need you to embrace this journey. You must stay committed to your goals and never underestimate the power of your actions. And remember these words, you can do it. To my listener, thank you for the question, and I truly hope it helps you and any other listeners that would like to know how to become their future self. Now, don't forget to send your questions to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website, or you can just send me a message on there as well. Or you can even message me on my social media pages. Just search for Real Talk with Reginald D. And do me a favor. Make sure you share this episode with your family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can receive alerts every Tuesday and Thursday when new episodes are published. I know it's a lot of information, but if you just go to realtalkwithreginald.com and explore my website, you will find everything you need there. By the way, you will be able to find all the links in the show notes as well. That's all for today's episode, fam. I hope you find this episode insightful and meaningful. Now it's time for you to take the first steps towards becoming the best version of yourself and create a future filled with purpose, passion, and fulfillment. And remember, there is a brighter future out there for you. So now it's time to take the necessary steps to achieve it. As always, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, continue to fill your life with purpose, passion, and fulfillment. See you next time.